L'chaim. In continuation to something I said earlier this evening in another forum, I gave a shiur earlier this evening at the Young Israel of Long Beach entitled "What's the Crime in Hitting a Rock?" And things that I said in previous years, that the basic principle, and if it doesn't sound clear to anyone listening to this, then they should listen to one of those other shiurim from earlier this evening or from earlier years. We mentioned that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't bring Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael after he hit the rock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yan Lohem Mantem Bi. And we explained, Alpi the Sfas Emes and other Svarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega is Das, right? And the Madrega of people in Eretz Yisrael, the door by Eretz was Emuna. Going from Das to Emuna. Like the Gemara says, on the Seder Zroim, Emunas Zes Seder Zroim, which is all the mitzvahs at Tfuyas Ba'aretz, because in Eretz Yisrael you need Emuna, because they're going to live B'derach HaTeva as opposed to where they lived in the Dor HaMidbar, B'derach Nes. So B'derach HaTeva, you have to have Emuna. That's all really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, such a fact that a lot of things about the Anhaga were going to change, requiring Emuna. And in the Midbar, you didn't need Emuna, because it was so clear that there's a Ribor Shalom, because you got your Mun every day, you had the Be'er, you had the Onan. Okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega's Das. So we mentioned in Shurim in previous years that 40 years earlier he tried another attempt to create a bridge between himself and the Madrega of Eretz Yisrael, and that was with the Meraglim. So what does Rashi say? About Shlach Lecha L'da'atcha. It's Al Das Atzmacha, God says. But L'da'atcha, his Madrega's Das, he wanted to create a bridge between Das and Emunah. They're supposed to be his shluchim and to connect, but they couldn't keep the level. They came to Eretz Yisrael and they saw things that they didn't understand, which is where you need Emuna. And they had siluk hadas, because there's no clarity there. They couldn't understand why people were dying, and there were all these levias. Mm-hmm. They didn't realize it was all the tovatam, that people wouldn't notice them. Right? They saw the bnei anokim, they saw lots they didn't understand. And they failed to make the bridge between Emuna and Das. They lost their Das, but they didn't have Emuna either. That's why I say we can't conquer Eretz Yisrael. So you were Yotze Kereach Mikan Umikan, and Moshe Rabbeinu's attempt failed. He wanted to create a bridge between Das and Emuna. And he was given another chance in this week's parsha, like we explained earlier this evening, and in other shiurim from previous years. Given another chance. I want to see how you handle when there's no Das. Right? Talk to a rock. Can you talk to a rock? Right, talk to a rock has no das, so you get frustrated and you hit the rock, right? Mm-hmm. Right, kas is when you get frustrated. Or you get frustrated when you're in a situation you can't handle. That rock represented the lave of Am Yisrael. They're going to be like a rock, like Rashi says. They were made of kav chomer. Ma even zeh eino shomea ve'eino medaber ve'eino tzarch parnosa. It still listens to dvar hamakom. It obeys when it says give water. Kav chomer us. Make a kav chomer from a rock. Yeah, because Am Yisrael is going to go down to Madrega of like a lave even, without Das. They're going to go down to Madrega of Das, from Das to Emuna. Right? Of course, in certain ways, Emuna is higher than Das, because it applies even when things are very, very high and above Das. But they're going to go from Emuna to Das. Can you talk to a stone? Can you talk to a lave even? That's Eino Shomea Veino Medaber. You can't. Right? You get frustrated. So, Lochein Lo Savil. You're not in the Madrega of Emunah, you're in the Madrega of Das. Right? We were marich on this, and Ein Kan Mokom Laharich on things that we spoke earlier this evening and previous years. I refer to listeners to those shiurim. But what I wanted to discuss now, and of course, it has to do with our president's travel ban and his ban against sanctuary cities, all justified. All justified. Right? All right, we lost also. Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't just Moshe Rabbeinu's kivyachol loss that he couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael, and do the mitzvahs at Tfilas Baretz like he so much wanted to do, because all he wanted was to do mitzvahs. That's all he wanted. Right? Just wanted to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't just his loss. It was our loss also. That all these attempts that he made to try to bridge his Hanhaga with the Hanhaga of Eretz Yisrael, to cry, first Ayedet and Meraglim, and then again in this week's Parsha, if he would have only spoken to the rock, he would have created a bridge between Das and Choser Das, which is when you need Emunah. Right? You know, we lost also. Right? It's a more... We shouldn't feel sorry for him. We should really more feel sorry for ourselves. That we weren't... That his attempts to bridge himself with Eretz Yisrael failed. That's why he sent them, Rabin. Mm-hmm. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned that it might fail. He sent them anyway. He did it litovat, an attempt for litovatenu. Right? How so? As the Gemara says, you know, both in the Brachas and in Sanhedrin, right, that kol mi sheyesh bo das kilu nivne beis hamikdash biyamav. Le'umat ze, kol mi she'ein bo das l'sof golem imkomo. The midah of das, right? So if you have it, it's as if you have a beis hamikdash, right? There are other shorts, like, you know, it brings b'marava, said, you know, da'be kula be, the law of da'be, ma be, right? You know, if you have das, you have everything. If you don't have das, you have nothing. Right? But the Gemara says specifically, a person who has das, it's kilo be some mikdash. And if you don't have das, sof gole mimkomo. Right? That, you know, that if we would have taken, so I'll first explain it structurally, then I'll go into the Omek. If we would have taken Moshe Rabbeinu into Eretz Yisrael with us, the Midah of Das with us, we would have never gone into Golos. Because Misha Embo Das was Sof Golem Imkobo. And the Beis HaMikdash would have never been Nechrav. As per that other Gemara, Ko Misha Yesh Bo Das, Kilo Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yomav, Kal V'chomer, if you have the Midah of Das, then the Beis HaMikdash won't be Nechrav. Because if Bizman, that even there's no bias, if Yesh Bo Das Kilu Nivne Kal V'chomer, if there is a Beis HaMikdash already and there's Das, it won't be Nechrav. Right? You know, said, you know, so not having the Midah of Das in Eretz Yisrael with us, right? That's what made it Shaykh, that we were able to go into Golos after that. And the Beis HaMikdash was Shaykh to being Nechrav, like the 3 weeks that are, you know, Binam Tzorim, that's Korev Mimash Beish Vaba, but we brought from Shaykh. That Mashiach will come beforehand, right? But it's all, as Chazal is saying, beforeish. The midah of das, lack of it causes golus, and when you have it, even it's kilu. There's a base of mikdash. Even if the base of mikdash weren't, you know, weren't zotu, kal v'chomer, if you have a base of mikdash already, it won't be nechrav. What's the inyan? Right? Because emuna you need for hester ponim, v'emunascha balelos, and hester ponim is caused by chisaron. Right, that's what's wrong with the Bria, that the emes is not nigla, right? You have to believe in the truth. You know, you believe in the davar nistar. You don't have to have emuna for something that's right in front of you, that's right in your face. Emuna is for emunas chabels. When the emes is hidden, that's when you need emuna to keep strong. Right? So the chisaron of Hester Ponim, that's which makes emuna necessary. That's what's wrong with the Bria, and the Hester Ponim is when the MS is nister, right? The MS is hidden, but a person who has das, right? So he understands the truth, and now the term das also means connection, like Adam Yoda Schava Ishtar, like we say to know in the biblical, also means zivug. It means to be totally connected. The midah of das to be totally connected to the emes. The gilui of a beis hamikdash on earth, that everyone sees the shechina. The shechina is everywhere anyway. You know, but in the beis hamikdash you could see it. Liros is pnei Adon Hashem. Yeroi kol schorcha. You see it. That's the end of a beis hamikdash. The beis hamikdash gives das, and a person who has das, he mamish sees the truth in his mind's eye, as if there's a beis hamikdash with gilui shechina on earth. That's what it means. Kol mi sheshu bas das. Kilu nivna beis hamikdash biyamav, because for him he's connected with the truth the same way he's as real with it as the way you're real with the truth when our beis hamikdash is standing and the shechina is revealed. Lumas, a person who has mamish no das, that, you know, that the emuna is not with a shtickle das at all, you know, a person who has mamish no das is disconnected from the truth, and that's golus. You're not going to hold your position. You have no roots in reality. Right. You know, the Maharal says on that Gemara, man's roots are his head. Your roots in reality is your mind. If you don't have das, you don't have roots. And that's the sof golem imkomo. So emuna helps, you know, as another word of emuna in halacha is called smichus das. I'm somech das. That's when you trust someone. So we explain in my sefer, Devin Shasia, that, you know, that when Chazal in Dine Mominus talk about smichus das, right, they're talking about emuna, right? It's das support, right? But, you know, but emuna b'li shum das lo shaveh klum. And that's Isis, and that's the Ishmaelim. We had a whole many shurim from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro, Zechat Tzad Kodesh Vracha, that the Ian of Yishmael and the Aravim, and right, is emuna without das. Right? And emuna without das, you just do crazy things. Period. Lo shaveh klum. It's, you know, it's only worse.
Same thing with Christianity.
Right. So, you know, but the ones who are worse are the liberals. En emuna ve'en das. Right? No, and that's what this Gemara, the famous Yerushalmi in Brachas. Why do we make Havdalah in Chonin Adas, Motzei Shabbos, Atachon Antano? Im ein das Havdalah minayin. The koch to be mavdu, and understand, you know, legal people who are legal deserve to be in the United States. People who are illegal don't, right? Right? And you know, and rachamim is only for good people. But call merachim achzorim, sofel achzor rachmonim. Yeah. No, but that's it. Das, you know, the das is to be in touch with reality, and you know the difference. You know, just between the good and the bad. You know the difference, right? Not making differences. Love and not hate. Love, not hate. That's the most retarded thing. Love, not hate. All right, so my physical therapist asked me, you know, Russian guy, you know, that sign that they put on London Bridge after the terror attack, love, not hate. Who's the sign for? Like, explain it to me, he told me. Like, who's it for? What, it's for the suicide bombers? Oh, they see that sign, oh man, I'm not blowing myself up. I've been convinced, love and not hate. Like, who's it for? So the suicide bombers care that you wrote a sign, love, not hate. Right? What are these people thinking? So what's it's for the victims? That they shouldn't take revenge? And they should just, like, continue to be murdered and continue to be murdered and continue to be murdered? What's the sign for? No das. Mamish, a lot of emotion, but no das. And that's what we're suffering from. Imein das havdol minayim. Now, anyone, let a person use whatever bathroom he wants. What difference does it make? That's a lack of das. That is a lack of das.
Hold on, there's a medavim. There's das, and there's the correct dibur.
Right. And dibur means connection. Like in the Mishnah, Ru'a medaberes. Right? Ru'a medaberes means zivug. You know, it's a lashon naki.
But
it should be the right things. Connection. A dibur tov and not a dibur ra. That's das. Right? So that's what we're missing, you know. You know, because if we, you know, and that's what the Binyan Beis Medrash, we want Bimer B'Yameinu. So we saw if we proved from that Chazal that the Beis Medrash is from the Midah of Das, right? You know, because when you go to Beis Medrash, you know there's a God. You don't just believe. Because you see the Shechina. That's why it's called Yireh Kol Schorchas Pnei Adon Hashem. Seeing is, you know, what the Goyim say, seeing is not true. Seeing is knowing. You don't need to believe if you see it. Mamash Be'inayim.
Like Tochazim.
Right, Tochazi. Right, right. We spoke about that. Right. Right. You see it. Right? And Mishesh Bodas, he sees the emes in his mind's eye. And the fact that, you know, that there's the chisern in the Bria that requires emunah, that's what's wrong with the Bria. The Navi says also, Umola Oretz Deya Es Hashem. Kamayah Shal, that the world will be fooled. Right? Loya Reo Veloya Shchisu B'chol Harkot. He won't be anymore. Kimolards Deyas Hashem. Right? Because the world is full of Das. That's the Gilda we're waiting for. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu before he died. It's a Medrash in Parshas Hazino. Chayecha Keshem Shinahagta Hinhagta Banai Ba'olam Hazeh Atam manhigam la'asid lava. Moshe Rabbeinu is destined to be our manhig again. Because when the midah of das will be in this galu, malarz das Hashem, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's midah, the midah of das. And when das fills the whole world, right, and emunah won't be necessary to stay from. We'll need emunah just for the madregas that are lamala from das. But you won't need emunah for the sake of stam being a from a yid. Because that'll be so clear that Torah is emes. You'll need emunah just for, you'll still need emunah, but for the madregas that are lamala misecho, lamala from das. Right? You know, there's going to be, it starts with Mashiach, but it gets deeper and deeper, right? And eventually it's called that Moshe Rabbeinu will be the manik again, even though he won't be the melech. Melech HaMashiach will be the melech, but it'll be called, he's the manik, he sets the tone, because it'll be the midah of das will be sholit, right? And midah of das, that's why there won't be crime anymore, that's why there won't be crime. They won't know the MS, you know, as opposed to the liberals that they are just so nice to the criminals, so nice to the terrorists, like a Cuomo Yimach Shemo, right, the governor, right, you know, he's raised like millions and millions of dollars for some kid of some terrorist in Iran to come here and have an operation, when there are plenty of his own citizens, state of New York, who don't have food and don't have medicine, right, but for Yenner, you know, who's not even a citizen, right? May even be a kid of terrorists, you know, to bring him to America and take it. Yeah, that's okay.
There is Chachma, there is Bina, and there is Das. Das, the Maaseh, is Torah.
Being connected to the Torah, MS.
In the Shahr HaNun, that's the Torah that's going to be...
Right? And that's what we're up against, you know, the Zaydim, you know, Cuomo and de Blasio, right? Mamash, you know, Amisos never faced greater enemies, right? Greater enemies. You know, this is a Shlach HaKadosh on the famous Medrash. You know, this is what we're up against. What we're up against and why we have to stand behind our president, B'chol HaKoach. And not to say that our president is a role model for our children, but actually, yeah, at least he's fighting. Right? But listen to this. Listen to this Medrash and the way the Shlach types up. It says, Cain killed Hevel. All right, so then comes Esav and says, Shoita haya Kayin, because he killed his brother, but in the meantime, Adam was part of a rabbi and he had Shais. No. Yikrvu yimei evel avi, vargas Yaakov achi, is roughly like that. You know, Yikrvu yimei evel, he conspired to kill Yitzchak, so Yitzchak can't have more kids. Mm-hmm. And then he was going to kill Yaakov. And that's how you get the job done. Right? And then Paro comes and says, Shoita haya Esav. Right, because Bismani was waiting to kill Yitzchak, conspiring to kill Yitzchak. Yaakov went to Beis Lavan and he was part of Verobe. You know, he married, you know, Rachel and Leah. Nah, you know, Kol ben al yinod hayora tashlichul Kol bas techayim. You just got to kill all the men. Comes Haman and says, Shoita hayaparo. That Bismani was working on killing the Zchorim. The women made sure to have more kids. Right, and even if they had it, they only did it with Yidden, right? But even Lu Yitzur, they would have had it with the Mitzri. The halacha is that Goya Abba Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Yid, right? So Shoita Yaparo, you know, so that says Haman. Shoita Yaparo, we have to kill them all. Right? It was Gozer, you know, everything, you know, Taf V'Noshim. Taf V'Noshim, everyone, you got to kill them all out, right? And the whole world has been in Haman mode ever since. Up to, you know, Hitler, Yimach Shemo. But then, says the Medrash, will come Gog. And Gog will say, Shoita haya Haman. Because Am Yisrael has a patron, Gadol Bashamayim. They have a great patron, a great protector in heaven. Right? So it won't work. So that's what the Pasuk says. Nostu, al Hashem v'al Mashicho. Gog is destined to make Muhammad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you have to take God down first. Take God down first, then you could take on Am Yisrael. You have to kill God first. So that says, it goes, because they show Haman in real. You have to kill HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. Right? And that's what the Pasuk says. That's where the Medrash ends, you know. And that's what the Pasuk says. Al Hashem v'al Mashicho. They're going to make war with, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Frek the Shlach Kasha, right? Shlach brings his Medrash. How do you kill God? Right? Right? Simple. Apikorsis. Make God irrelevant. cut people's connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how you killed God. Right? Because to make to break the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Hu protects Am Yisrael. Break Am Yisrael's connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make HaKadosh Baruch Hu irrelevant by filling the world with apikorsis. Right? And that's what they're doing. Right? That's what the liberals are doing. It's also to do the Ten Commandments, Birshus HaRabim, you know, any sign, no religion in public schools or in public places. Mm-hmm. Religion is Osir Befarhesia, because it's offensive, you know, it divides our safe spaces. And with the, but, you know, but it's okay, we have to listen, you know, with the Fagelach parading, it's all, you have to know, Ba'omekup, it's a war on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not a mikra, it's not a coincidence that they are the most senseless people. They must go without das, no chilukim between Zohar and the Keva, I know, right? No chilukim.
It's not a physical war.
Yeah, it's an ideological war, but it's not. I'm gonna say it's not a mikra that they show zero das, but and they have the agenda of kfira. Because the midah of das is the midah of dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midah of dveikus in the emes, like we're explaining. And emunah is how to cope if you don't have dveikus in the emes, because the emes is nister. How to cope and have to have your still a kesher, even behester. But the ikar midah of connection with the emes and the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is das. And the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, the more you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more der hashgacha protest there is on you. And a person who never forgets about HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous shmira on him that he can't get hurt. But if you don't think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mida Keneged Mida, he doesn't think about you and he abandons you. The Mida of Das is our Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Dveikus. Like Adam Yoda, Eschava Ishto. You know, it's Dveikus. Connection. They're trying to destroy the Mida of Das because the Mida of Das is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's apikorsis mechad gisa and senselessness midach gisa to ruin the midah of das. There should be no avdol between zohar and keva. There should be no avdol between tzaddik and rasha. There should be no avdol between a person that could legally and has the right to be here and is beneficial society and someone who's mamish lehefech. It's the same agenda. Break our connection, and break our connection is to break the midah of das, and that's what we're missing. And that's the tragedy, that we didn't take Moshe Rabbeinu with us in Eretz Yisrael. Would have created a bridge between Emunah and Das. And then the Beis Hamikdash would have never been Nechrav, and the goals would have never happened. Because Misha Yeshbo Das, Kiu Nivra Beis Hamikdash B'Yamav, Misha Embo Das, Sof Golem Mkomo. And that's the war that we're up against. And we have to make tremendous countermeasures to increase the Midah of Das in the world. All right, more Limud HaTorah. More limud, not just of Tarastam, but of Hashkafa and Emunah, you know, and not be afraid and not be apologetic about what it says in our Torah, about Mishkav Zohar and how bad it is, and everything, all the truths of the Torah, to say it without fear. Because if we start being apologetic, right, and we let the liberals continue, you'll see, you could go to jail soon for having your tzitzis out, or wearing a kippah, because it's offensive to the apikorsim. Right, because they know what it says in the Bible. It says, "Urisos schatim kol mitzvos Hashem." One of those mitzvahs is that it's a toeva for a zohar and a zohar. That's offending me in my safe space. They're going to put us in concentration camps, right? So we shouldn't be violating the safe spaces. I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. If a baker gets a knas for refusing to bake a cake for a fegel or wedding, right? It's happened already,
yeah.
Right? Right? What do you think? You're not going to come for us? You don't think it's going to get worse and worse? Shem Rachim Rosh for help. You know, if we mischazik in the midah of das and to be unapologetic about it, v'chol aminim, v'chol liberals, v'chol feglach, meri karesu, v'aisel Hashem amlucha.
By the way, you said the connection between